T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Alrighty, AMA, you ask, we answer. AMA, sponsored by Colonial Hyundai. Are you struggling with the chore of finding a new car? Well, the good news is the cars are, he knows where the cars are, ColonialHyundai.com. All right, James Seltzer, people have asked questions, Facebook, Twitter, and the text line. What do people want to know?
Yeah, let's start it out with the news of the day, the James Bradbury signing. Allison, a question I think a lot of people are wondering. Allison asks, based on today's news, John, has your prediction for the season changed?
Yes.
Boom.
Yeah. I am. Love I this. Was excited about the changes we've made. This really seals things to where there's an abundance of talent on this team, and that coupled with the schedule that does favor us in a lot of ways. I mean, I said 9 games. That's going to be higher than that.
Love
I mean,
this.
We are a double digit.
Let's
win
go.
Team.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's
exciting
awesome.
Stuff. I love it.
Cut that audio, please, and be ready to play it in drop of the week. John with the Eagles is a double digit.
Oh, what a beautiful day.
It really is great.
It is. I'm in a great
awesome.
Mood.
Yeah, it is.
I'm in a great mood. All right. Mike on Twitter is a fun question. Asks, if Joe were arrested and jailed in Alabama like my cousin Vinny, and he was allowed one phone call, would he call John or me?
Wow. I would say I would call John. I think, look, James, you're awesome.
This is outrageous.
And I think you could help me in a lot of ways. I think John has a creative mind. See, the thing about my cousin Vinny, and it was part Vinny, but it was also part Marissa Tomei, they had to get creative in order to try to figure out that situation. John's a smart guy. John Stanford educated. He's a Michigan man as well. Do you count as a Michigan man, John, if you transfer out? Or
I don't know.
Maybe he's
I
not.
Was there for a year.
This is a mistake here.
Why?
I would act quickly. John would be like, I'll get to it.
Yeah, but listen.
I'll let him sit for it. It's probably good for him, to toughen him up a little
bit.
But I would be like, oh, my God, Joe, let me help you right away.
I appreciate that.
But now I wouldn't anymore. Now I would be like, all right, you know what, I'm just going to let you rot down there.
Yeah, but they were only in county jail. They weren't in prison. I mean, it wasn't one of those things where, you know, they were amongst 100, like, murderers.
I think that would probably embolden Richie to leave you there longer. I mean, he doesn't want you to get hurt, but he wants
Look,
to, you know.
I picked John. Don't be offended by James.
I'm not.
It is what it is.
I think it was the wrong answer.
All right.
Yeah, it was a mistake. All right. Dennis George on Facebook says, it seems you both have the perfect job, but even great jobs have bad parts. What's the least favorite part of your job?
Man. Wow. John, what do you got there?
I don't have one, honestly. I guess I do. When I arrive in the morning, it's on the back end of the traffic fiasco every day. You know, I take the Schuylkill Expressway to work, and that would be the hardest part, which is not that terrible in the grand scheme of things.
No, it's not. I got let me just say three that come to mind. I'm sorry, the guy asked for one. I'll just give you three, because I really am super happy doing what I do. Do I try to complain here. I'll just say these three things. Long Phillies games sometimes can be really irritating. John, I mean, right? I mean, you get these games that go on for like 4 hours. It's like, come on, just come on. Let's get this game shorter.
They can beat you down.
And look, I love the Phillies, but sometimes it's just like, let's condense that game a little bit. I would say the concept of always having to be on the air on, personality-wise, sometimes you're having a bad day and you don't feel like joking around. You don't feel like, but you know, you have a you can't just kind of hide. I mean, if you have to be on the air for 4 hours, you can't hide if you're down. So that concept of having to turn it on sometimes a little difficult. And then I would say the final thing is, and this is actually a pretty big thing for me, just I got to figure this out in my life, is, and again, please believe me, I'm not trying to complain. There's a lot of people that ask me to do a lot of things off the air related to me being on the air. And sometimes just juggling the various requests get difficult. You know, you ask a lot of lunches, a lot of dinners, a lot of banquets, a lot of, hey, can you come MC this? Can you come do this? And I really, 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 really try to do good by all these people that know me, but I can't always do everything. And sometimes I feel, and
you
then
don't
I,
let people
then I,
down.
Yeah, you know, and then you feel really bad. Like I turned down an event next Monday. I turned it down because I just got too much going on. I turned down yesterday a lunch. I'm starting to tell people, I'm sorry, I can't be everywhere all the time. I'm not trying to complain. I'm just saying you get a lot of requests.
All right, Mid-Major Matt on Twitter asks, we all had a college poster of a particular female we liked. Who was yours?
Well, it was post-college for me, but my first year out of college, Anna Kournikova. And I kind of feel like a doofus with that.
A little doofusy.
I mean, let's say you bring a woman back to the apartment.
Yeah, you're a little old for that, too.
And now,
you know, out of college.
Well, I was 22. I wasn't that old.
But you're out of college.
But it's a bad look. In college, I don't think I had a poster of a woman.
I never had a poster of a woman.
I did when I was younger, like when I was in grade school. Like when I had
Sports
fifth grade,
Illustrated
sixth grade.
Covers.
I had Cindy Crawford when I was younger.
Sports Illustrated covers and some swimsuit issues. So I guess it would be Elle McPherson and Kathy Ireland and that, you know, group.
Yeah.
But it was, in college, it was Jimi Hendrix, like, blacklight posters and that sort of thing.
Hey, can I say one more thing on that last question?
Sure.
Because, again, I really don't want to sound like a complainer. John, I made the decision a couple days ago. I am going to start scheduling working out. That's the big key. So instead of me scheduling around everything else and saying, well, I'll try to work out 6 o'clock if I'm back and I'm home, I'm like, no more of that.
So
I am going to prioritize my health.
Well, good.
And I'm going to schedule my workouts, and then other things are going to have to work around that.
Well, I hope you do. You've said this type of thing to us many times.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, remember the walks?
It's a good idea.
I hope you do. I really do.
Yeah, thank you. That's what I'm trying to.
I've been doing push-ups every day.
Good
That's
for you.
I'm at right now.
Good for you.
Prioritizing push-ups.
Good.
All right. Let's do one more. Really the only question I cared about asking this entire time. As it came up yesterday, Joe, and I think it's important. Adam Robinson on Twitter asks, being the Joe's in full Phillies uniform for the Phillies opener, will he be in full flight suit with a fly helmet for Top Gun night?
On.
Requests all day yesterday. We
really?
Came up with it. People want you to wear the Top Gun suit.
Yeah, but they also want you to go
beach
volleyball.
That was the other option was jeans, no shirt, coconut oil, aviators.
Well,
and I think we prefer that.
I mean, that's the ideal one.
First off, guys, I already have a girlfriend, so I'm not looking that night at the ballpark to attract all these women coming up to me, you know, looking to go out with me.
Look at the coconut oil guy.
So no, I don't expect to go, you know, bare-chested and all, because, you know, that would be tough to fend
off. What would
it
take?
That barrel chest, you're not going to get out there.
What would it take to get you to
beach
volleyball?
More money than you have.
Okay, well, that's not money. Can we
start at a million.
Oh, stop.
Come on. It's just take your shirt off and throw some oil on.
Like I said, let me start working
Lube
out first. Let me start getting the workout thing going, and maybe in a year or two we can talk about that. Top Gun, otherwise the flight suit,
can we at least get that?
The
flight suit.
If someone can help me with the gear.
I mean, they're everywhere. You can get it online. Super easy. Turtle already sent
Seltzer,
me, like,
go for
yesterday.
It. Okay. Get Turtle to do it.
As long as it's not too hot. Turtle, I know you're listening. Get him a flight suit.
All right, but I also don't want to be too hot. It's going to be June 1st.
So, Joe,
you wear a uniform.
Yes, I wear a uniform when it's freaking cold.
You wear
cold,
the blouse
early April.
Buttoned up and the long pants every time we go.
That's hearsay.
No, it's not.
No, it's no actually,
you have no skin
ask anyone
showing.
Ever come to a game with us.
All right. Yeah. And with that AMA, we shut it down. All right, to the phones we go. 215-592-9494. James Bradberry, the big news about an hour and a half ago. He is an Eagle to be teamed, obviously, with Darius Slay as the starting corners of the Birds. That's phenomenal. Let's talk to Mike right now. Hello, Mike.
What's going on, fellas? How are you?
Super.
Very good.
Really super.
Listen, I think I'd like to think that you guys have come to know me as an Eagles fan. It's a bit more measured, it's a little bit more rational, maybe a little more churn my ears or whatever. So, you know, I don't say this lightly, but I've been thinking about this team even prior to the signing today of Bradberry. Now with Bradberry, we are 12-13 win team. And that's like, I feel like that's a lock.
You know, Mike, I don't think it's a lock because I don't think the quarterback's there. If the quarterback is terrific, then sure, they could win 12 or 13. I don't think he's at that point yet.
Joe, I'm actually taking that into full consideration because obviously, the big elephant in the room is always going to be Janlin. You know, who is he? What is he?
Yeah.
There's so many pieces around this kid that, I mean, all he's got to really do is be functional. I'm actually kind of like thinking like, oh my God, we're going to have a really weird situation at the end of the season because I'm really believing this is going to be a successful year. And, you know, so yes, we have that. But then also, like, has anyone looked at, like, the Rams schedule and their matchups? Like, I'm not saying we're better than the Rams. Not saying that whatsoever. But I was looking at the Rams schedule and, like, they have a rough schedule, as they should. Like, I honestly don't see how this our team can't be in contention of, like, the conference. And I don't say that lightly because I don't like to speak of hyperbolically.
Here's what I say. Again, it comes back to Hurts. He has to be really good for that standard of success. There are a couple but not many examples in league history where a team is a one or two seed with a quarterback that's not very good. The Bears did it with Rex
Grossman.
We saw
it last year.
Who?
Ryan Tannehill. They were a one seed.
Yeah.
I don't think he's bad. I think
he's not good. He's not great.
No, I think
Hurts is like
on
a similar level as Tannehill.
I don't.
Really?
I don't. Oh, no, I don't. He's got a shot to get there. I don't think he's there. I'm just saying, Mike, like the 49ers with Garoppolo is an example of having a great – granted, they lost that game to the Rams, so they weren't that one or two seed, but they had a great roster. They had a quarterback that held them back.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying it's a tough needle to thread to be a 12-13 seed or win team if you don't have at least an average quarterback, which Hurts might be, or above average, we'll say.
And you got to take the matchups into consideration. You just look at that schedule and it's like, my God, how does this team not win more than the minimum of 11 games? So I'm saying 12 wins. This is a 12-5 team, and I can't wait to throw.
You also never know. You never know where injuries are going to go. I mean, you just don't.
This is true.
But before
everywhere.
The year starts, they do look roster wise. They look really strong. Mike, give me a movie that you wish there was a prequel for.
Before I do, one quick comment.
Yep.
Let's go Rangers. Anyway.
Why is that?
Because I'm a New Yorker still, Joe. I mean, I love my Eagles. I love my Birds. I love my Philly faithful. But I mean, hey. You know, I do bleed blue this time of year.
I ain't giving you that one, Mike. I'm not doing that. Mike, give me a movie.
I need to know the backstory of Anchorman, Ron Burgundy.
Anchorman.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Oh.
And what would that entail?
I mean, how he rose to being the top Anchorman in San Diego.
Young days, adjusting to life in the big city.
So
San
basically
Diego,
what?
Like, as the guy.
Who were the people in that profession that elevated him when he should not have been elevated? Because he's really a doofus, right? Isn't that the idea?
But he's still great. He's a doofus in that he reads what's in front of him, but he's still a great newsman, Joe. Mm-hmm.
I haven't seen it in about 10 years. Didn't like it when I did.
Yeah, you just, it's a bad day.
Let me tell you what I like. I like the ditty. I love the ditty. Ray Dittinger, 12:45 in studio with us for an entire hour. Second to last appearance Ray will ever have on our show, obviously with his pending retirement. To be tuned, 12:45 to 1:45 in all show. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie on WIP. Hey, let me tell you about one of my favorite places, Family and Company Jewelers. Trust me, they know a thing or two about diamonds over there. They're phenomenal. Angelo and the team, as a company, they've been in business for 85 years and have over 1,800 five-star Google reviews. I'm telling you, the showroom, it is something you got to see to believe. It is spectacular. Right there, Route 70 in Marlton, New Jersey. Stop by and tell them I sent you. They'll take great care of you if you're thinking about getting engaged. Get her the right ring, a ring of her dreams from Family & Company Jewelers, South Jersey's diamond destination. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie, 94 WIP. Well, Eagles have made some big additions this offseason, and the latest is James Bradberry, cornerback from the New York Giants, who is a cap casualty in New York, and signed today by the Eagles on a one-year deal for $10 million. Now, I'll say this. The last couple of big additions in Philadelphia sports, we don't know yet how it will work out, meaning Jordan Davis and N'Kobe Dean and A.J. Brown. I mean, we think really good, but we got to let that play out. The last big addition prior to that.
Also named James.
I was going to get to him, but I wasn't sure
Philly's
the sequencing.
Yeah, right?
I'm not sure when Schwarber and Castellanos got signed.
They would have been, I think, after. You're
after
right.
James?
It's close.
It's
but
close.
I think so. I'll check.
Because baseball schedule was a little funky with a shortened spring training with the lockout and all that. Bottom line is this. Castellanos looks like it's working out great. Schwarber, so far, not at all. And Harden was a disaster.
They were both after.
Okay.
Schwarber has been disappointing in every way except the home runs.
Correct.
He's tied for the team lead in home runs. Yeah.
The NL lead, him and Harper, I think.
How about that?
There might have been someone who passed him yesterday, but they were tied for the NL lead yesterday.
It is feast or famine with Schwarber.
Yeah,
and then you add to that that he's been pretty abysmal as a defender.
Horrendous.
Yeah.
That play last night was little like.
He's a
atrocious.
Bad. I mean, he was signed to be a DH.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, he was signed to him and Castellanos were supposed to be DHs.
And, of course, James Harper's going to be a DH for a while still.
You know how I feel. I will be shocked if Bryce Harper plays the outfield this year. I'll be
Guys,
shocked.
Who's a worse left fielder,
Schwarber.
Or
no,
Reese?
No, Reese.
Or
Reese. Reese is the worst I've ever seen. Still, to this day. As hard as that is.
You think Reese was worse than Schwarber?
Reese in left field is the worst fielder I've ever seen in any position watching baseball in my whole life. Like, Reese in left field is the worst I've ever seen.
I'd have to think about that.
I mean, at least
if
a guy who played the position, you
know,
not like for
either.
A day. Ortiz played first base every once in a while. That was horrible. But
Reese has been pretty nice on first
base. He's been solid.
By the way.
But as a position player for a year, Reese in left field is the worst ever.
All right, let's go to the phones. 215-592-9494. So the Bradberry signing by the Eagles. Phil's last night, very disappointing. As I said earlier, it's pretty astounding to have what is clearly a good lineup. I mean, statistically, they're in the top five of Major League Baseball offensively. They have very good starting pitching and yet to be below 500. And the reasons are, I think, pretty simple. They play bad defense. They're not particularly fast, so it's not like they get easy extra runs by running the bases effectively. The manager messes up, and the bullpen has been really faulty again. 215-592-9494. Plus, Schwarber hasn't done much. The center field position's been bad, and the shortstop position's been bad. Let's go to Tyrone right now. Good afternoon,
hey.
Tyrone. Go ahead, John.
Hey, good afternoon, guys.
Hey, buddy.
Go ahead, Tyrone. I hope we get to talk some nuts and bolts here about Bradberry. I'm thrilled. Through the roof.
That's great. Great pickup for the Eagles. I'm sure it'll solidify their defensive backfield as far as the corners, at least.
Yeah,
and it'll make them a much better defense going into training camp. I just hope that that they can also solidify to do something with the running backs. They picked up a running back as an undrafted free agent. I know it's kind of under the radar, but the guy's from Oklahoma. He's a 3-year starter, gained about 3,500 yards.
Yeah, Kennedy Brooks.
Yeah, he has some issues off the field, that I think affected his draft position. But that's another matter altogether. But I just hope that if he could put on 10 pounds, I think he could play that third and short yardage back because Oklahoma is a great school. When I was coming up, Billy Sims and then Barry Sanders.
Wow,
so,
Billy Sims.
Well, that was Oklahoma State, Barry Sanders.
Billy Sims, rather. I think he went to Oklahoma, but my bad about the mix-up. But I used to love Oklahoma as a kid, the style, the flair. So hopefully he'll follow in that tradition. But another point
Boz.
I want to make.
Dude, Oklahoma in the 80s was fun, man.
It was my favorite team in 1985.
They were fun.
Well, when I was a kid, they used to wear these bandanas. And so they had swag before the word was even used.
Yeah.
But also, getting back to my favorite topic of the summer, the Sixers.
Yep.
What would you, how would you think the prospect of bringing in somebody like a Rick Mahorn to coach Joel Embiid and the and their power forwards like a Paul Reed to show them the nuances of, you know, elbow to the ribs kind of thing?
I think it's intriguing. I mean, Tyrone, I think a few things. I think the game is played differently because you're trying to free up a lot of guys for 3-point shots. There was a
Definitely.
Game there was a game the other
Definitely.
Day. Let me think which one it was. Was it Dallas? There was a dude that took I forget which game it was. There was a guy the other day that took 17 3-pointers in a game. So what's my point? My point is that the classic back to the basket offense that you're talking about isn't going to happen as often.
Well,
would I like Joel to develop it? Yes. Would I like Rick Mahorn to teach it to him? Yes. Of course.
Well, this will hit home with Embiid. If you look at the center from the University of Kansas that just won the national championship.
Yep.
He had an inside game, and he went to this little half-hook kind of shot to do the 7-foot-tall, 240 pounds. Mm-hmm. If Embiid could bring that into his game, it would be awesome, but he can't establish inside position. And I think that a player of Rick Mahorn's stature could lead him to the promised land,
Look, here's,
so to speak.
Tyrone, I like what you're saying, because here's what you're getting at, and it's dead on. There are nuances of how to play sports that are lost arts. Bunting
exactly.
in baseball is a lost art. The bank shot in basketball is a lost art. And what you're talking about, the posting up, not just how to make a move once you're there, how to set up there.
Exactly.
I mean, and then, by the way, there's a whole other part of this conversation, which is the entry pass. I don't think the Sixers guards know how to effectively pass the ball inside. So, yes,
well,
go ahead.
I used to play point guard, and one of the nuances that they don't have today is how to throw the lob pass.
That's what I'm talking about.
Front, not just the lob, it's a wraparound pass, it's a lob pass, it's a hook pass.
Yeah.
There's so many different nuances that they don't use.
Correct.
But the teams that use them, they normally win. And it's all about winning.
Well, you know what a lot of it is? Most teams in the NBA now don't have a real traditional point guard anymore. They just have a scorer point guard. And so it's a different mentality. And so you haven't developed the passing skills. I mean, think of it this way.
Yeah.
Allen Iverson, better player than Mo Cheeks, but Mo Cheeks a better point guard than Allen Iverson. Where AI
exactly.
was successful is when he was a shooting guard. He was not nearly as good as a point guard because he didn't know, you know, that kind of stuff you and I are talking about, that wasn't his game. Tyrone, give me a movie you'd like to have a prequel of.
Well, one more comment. When Allen Iverson was Bubba Chuck, he was one of the best players I ever saw in my life.
Well, he was phenomenal.
He could do it all.
He was phenomenal, but he was a shooting guard.
But he played the point too, but he could do it all, and particularly in high school.
Well.
But also – and if Paul Reed could put on 15 pounds, I think he could be devastating.
He's got to learn how to play, man.
Rick Mahorn. Joel Embiid talks about getting a player with toughness.
All right, Tyrone, give me a movie.
Okay, when I was a kid, I used to love the Superman concept, the shows, the movies.
Yep.
I think they should remake that, taking them back to his childhood.
All right, here's my. I don't like that because
we know
Superman's childhood.
Well, yeah. We've seen, you know,
multiple
like Smallville
versions, yeah.
and a lot of Superman TV shows.
Yeah, he's with Lana Lane. He's on the football field as the Talboy. I mean, we know that. He's got the father.
But I love that. I mean,
we know that story.
Superman
sure.
films where you do get to go back and see that stuff.
Dude,
and
when his dad dies, that is really sad.
Yeah.
That is super sad. James, what do you got in there right now?
So, a good nugget.
By the way, when I say his dad, like his stepdad.
Yeah,
Jonathan.
Yeah, Jonathan. Well
not
done.
Jarrell?
not Jarrell.
Okay. Good nugget from Warren Sharp on the Bradberry trade. A couple nuggets. One, the Eagles will get
signing.
Signing. It's because it's about the Giants, the other part. But they will get a comp pick if he leaves after the season, so that is a nice addition to
probably it. A third rounder,
yep.
you would think.
But the Giants have a larger dead cap hit, $11.7 million, to have James Bradberry play for the Eagles than the Eagles are actually paying James Bradberry to play.
Wow. Yeah.
How about that?
John, I heard you earlier with some praise of Howie, but for those just tuning in, just sort of frame where you are with the rebound Howie's had now.
Well, the offseason, you know, how he went out, first things first, he signed the best available edge rusher in Hassan Reddick. And then, you know, things sort of quieted down. And I was frustrated. You know, why aren't we doing more? Everyone was pointing toward, hey, look, we have all these draft picks. Don't worry. Then the trade prior to the draft, where we trade away one of those picks. We say, you know what? Smart move. You're covering all your bases for next year. If Jalen Hurts ends up not being the right guy, you can, you know, you're positioned to get that quarterback next season somehow through the draft or acquisition by trade or whatever. Then the draft, where we were the team that did the smart things. You know, we let the guys fall, and, you know, taking N'Kobe Dean in the third round is just a masterstroke. We have now accumulated so much talent. I mean, like, run and hit guys, fly around guys in that linebacker core, which is great for a 3-4, where we've got five fly around and hit linebackers. Suddenly, after last season, we were lamenting the fact that we had none that we felt confident in.
That's if Davion Taylor actually can play, which
and
we're
I
not.
Liked,
I know
liked,
you don't.
I think with more experience under his belt, Davion Taylor will be a nice player. I was just waiting. Just waiting for something along these lines. Like, this is such a big move. You realize adding James Bradbury. James Bradbury is a big cornerback with long arms and great awareness out there. He was a Pro Bowler in 2020, where he had really a season for the ages. Last season, a little bit of a down year, but he can man you up. He is the type of cornerback that a team can say, all right, you just take away the best receiver. We're just going to put you on him. We're going to line you up against him all game. We've got him on one side. You can do the same thing with Darius Slay. Think about what that does for our defense. Yep. Think about what that does for Jonathan Gannon. Where last year, we couldn't blitz because we didn't have people who could blitz. Yeah. And we didn't trust the secondary to hold up behind it. Now, with two lockdown cornerbacks on the outside, you can trust them to hold up on the outside. And we have all these fly around and hit guys that you're going to feel comfortable blitzing. It is going to be more creative this year. I am certain of that because of the personnel that Jonathan Gannon has to work with. It opens up so much that we were unable to do last
season. It's super exciting. Here's the deal. We know, and we've talked about this before, and everyone can obviously weigh in, 215-592-9494. There's something about the NFL with free agency and the salary cap and the draft and the way the schedules are unbalanced based on win-loss records from the prior year. There's something about the NFL, a few things, that give you an incredible ability to bounce back in a year or two. It's just the way the league is structured. And this will be a two-year bounce back for the Eagles because, you know, they had last year where they got to the middle ground. They have a shot to be – I'm not going to go – look, they have a shot to win 12 games. I'm not going to probably pick that yet, but they have a legitimate shot to be an 11.
I feel comfortable 10, saying 11 right now.
Do you really?
I mean, and yep. Yesterday,
wow.
Yesterday.
Wow. What a day.
Well, I was comfortable.
Hold on, let me get out of the
nine.
Chair. I got to give a standing O. I don't know if I'm giving a standing O to John or a standing O to Howie, but I'm giving double standing O right
now. It's the
double.
It's
the Howie,
in
man.
Double standing O.
Howie did it.
We got Richie.
I mean, it's
board.
Not done.
I
it
mean,
is not done.
Hold on. I have a question.
Think about never it. Happened. Howie Roseman made it
John,
happen.
John, are you willing to get out of the chair and stand the note at Howie?
Yeah, sure. Look, I'm
well,
standing.
Stand the hell up then. No, you're not standing.
There he is.
He's at it. It was like a half stand.
We aren't there yet, obviously. Yep. We have question marks, but he is assembling a lot of really good football players on this roster, and I'm sure the coaches are thankful for it. They've got to be so excited. You know, the possibilities for what they can do with these pieces, it's really, really cool.
All right, to the phones we go. CJ right now. What's up, CJ?
What's good, gentlemen? How y'all doing this afternoon?
Super, CJ.
So, with all the trash that we've talked, I was one just like you, John, this offseason. I was like, what the hell are we doing? Why are we not getting better?
Yeah.
I was like, we're truly going for the slow build. And I had accepted that.
Yep.
But now, today, Howie, I officially offer an apology, even if we haven't played the season. We haven't played the season yet, but the fact how he played his hand, mm-hmm. how he was dealing out spades. I don't know if y'all really know how to play spades, but Howie was out here cutting and slicing up everything on the board. He got the draft right for his players we want to bring in for defense. He moved people that, which I didn't think would be moved. I'm like, okay. And then you brought in Dean. You brought in a top receiver. You got a freaking – you brought in another corner. And now we're looking at, okay, can we get him safety? We're going to get some questions answered this year. We're going to find out if Gannon is actually a good defensive coordinator.
Gannon and Hurts. I mean, CJ, there were a lot of people calling up in January and February. There were a lot of people calling up and say, I want Hurts to be the quarterback. Build around him. Build this roster up. You know, use the picks on defense, help Jalen out a little bit on offense. I mean, they knocked that strategy out of the park. Now it comes down to, can Sirianni really lead a full, you know, team? Is Gannon really the guy to run a defense? And is Jalen Hurts really a quarterback that can lead you to the, you know, to something successful? We'll find out.
There's a difference between Gannon and Hurts. Hurts is still a young quarterback. I saw yesterday when Elliott was said, hey, he got to win a playoff game. No, he doesn't.
No, he does not.
You had all these quarterbacks, Breeze, Manning, all these guys, it took them years to win a playoff game. Yep. Now, in Philly, it's a little bit different. They're going to be on your butt. But far as what we saw from Gannon, his questions can be answered this year because you're saying, hey, this team is set up to be that hybrid, those mixes and those matches, which, quote-unquote, Gannon was supposed to be as a defensive coordinator. So with even us just running the ball this year, and no, I don't want us to just be a running team. I feel we got pieces, so he can take a step forward as a quarterback. I feel he can. I feel he puts in the work.
Yeah, he can. He's got a shot.
If he can.
Yeah.
But as far as the defensive coordinator, he ain't got any excuses for me.
I agree with you.
You got everything that you needed as far as Gannon, as far as the defensive coordinator.
Except safety.
So after this, we can, yeah.
Yeah, but it's he's got enough. He's got enough to evaluate him. CJ, give me a movie you wish there was a prequel for.
Oh, and I'm going to fix something. You said that something Samuels gave us 1 year. Don't throw anything like that.
I got tired of him
quickly. 1 year, he gets 7 picks, and now you lack greatness.
No,
I like players that are willing to tackle.
Asante Samuel was not willing to tackle.
I like a cornerback that can go get the ball.
And he did. 1 year, he was great. Picks. After that, it wasn't the same.
1 year, he had 9 picks, and the other year, he had 7. Yeah. So out of 4 years, he was a great cornerback. Yeah,
you want me to say two? Fine, 2 years. 2 years. Then fell.
He was even better than that.
2 years. Now after that, he stunk. CJ, give me a movie.
I am going to actually go with Blade. Even though we know his mother was bit as a vampire, I want to see him get trained to become Blade.
All right, CJ, you got it.
I love Blade, James.
Give me the Asante Samuel, your opinion on his tenure here. Because it was a controversy. Like, yeah. Some people thought he was really good.
He was.
Some people thought he was a real disappointment.
I'm right in between you two, where you and CJ were. I'm right in between. I think more good than bad, but I agree. I was incredibly frustrated with the non-tackling, with the kind of Olay stuff. I think more bad than good.
I would say more good than bad. There was a game, and I think it was the Kenny Britt game, when the Titans beat the Eagles, where he...
The Kenny Britt game.
You remember it?
Of course I remember
Yeah.
it. Yeah. I didn't until you said it that way. And I'm like, oh, yeah, the Kenny Britt game.
He chose not to try to tackle a player. He chose to try to not tackle him, and it had a direct impact on the Eagles losing the game. It was like a third down conversion or something. Honest to God, I don't remember all the circumstances, but it was a disgraceful effort. Now, I was done with him by the end. Nick and South, and so were the Eagles, by the way. Nick, what's up, dude?
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
Hi, Nick.
Hey, just wanted to touch base here, kind of piggybacking off of what the last caller said. And let's just be real here. Cornerbacks, I feel like, don't win you football games anymore. I agree that.
I disagree with that, Nick.
I think they can lose you football games. Cornerbacks?
Dude, I totally disagree with you.
I think they can lose your football games 100%.
Well, explain to me how a cornerback can't help you win a game. What does that mean?
They don't win you games. They can help you win games. Sure, they go up against the wide receivers. They shut them down, absolutely. But winning games falls on the back of the quarterback. And this is a make-or-break year, as you guys are saying, for Hurts, Gannon, you know, Sirianni as well. This is a make-or-break year for those guys. And I love the Bradbury signing, don't get me wrong, but this season is ultimately going to come down to Jalen Hurts.
Yes, it will. You're correct about that.
And saying they're 11, 12, 13 wins, I just feel like, you know, they're jumping the gun here. I think they could compete for the division. Howie's done a great job getting them in line to compete for the division. But 11, 12 wins, I feel like, is a stretch.
We'll see.
You know, it sounds crazy. crazy upon initial inspection, but then when you take a look at the week by week and who we're playing, it really does shape up nicely. It is the perfect storm of positive, possibilities.
Look, Nick, I think the difference in whether the Eagles pull that off or not, honest to God, is going to be whether the Giants and Redskins are kind of a joke again or not. Because if they're a joke again, those are four games. Let's say the Eagles, let's say they gobble up three of those four games. But if Washington and the Giants improve, which they might, we'll say.
No, look, 100%. They have to go better than 500 within the division. They can't go 3-3, 2-4 anymore. They got to go 4-2, 5-1.
And
right?
By the way, Washington and the Giants' records fundamentally should be better because they also have easy schedules. But there's a difference between, and last year's Eagles is an example of it, there's a difference between an improved record and a dramatically improved team. The Eagles were an improved team last year. I wouldn't say they were dramatically improved. Their record made them seem more improved because they faced easy competition. Mm-hmm. They did.
I agree with that.
Nick, give me a movie you'd like to have a prequel for.
Gotcha. How about The Goonies?
The Goonies. You got it. John, what were you going to say right there?
In terms of whether the other teams not named the Cowboys will be better this year,
yep.
I believe, unfortunately, they will be. You look at Washington, we know that they hang their hat on the defensive side of the ball. And you got Ron Rivera as your head coach, so obviously your focus is on stopping people. But no matter how you feel about Carson Wentz, he is serviceable as a quarterback.
He's serviceable.
They didn't always have serviceable play.
I agree.
Last year at that position. I think Washington will be better. The Giants, man, I know it looks like they're just clearing house, but they have made an investment with a new head coach who is sharp as an offensive mind and Brian Daboll. They brought in Wink Martindale as their defensive coordinator, who is proven in this league. While they might be short in some talent, like guys on the field, I think schematically they're going to be improved this year. It doesn't make sense that they would be worse off.
It also feels like for the Giants, this might be the make or break year for Saquon up there, that he either gets it together and is healthy and effective, or they just move on. Because
people are just counting him out, and I don't know. I root for him.
I root for him too, but he hasn't done much for a couple of years now, and he's really had a lot of injuries, which, of course, not only knock him out of games, but seem to have made him a lesser player in the process. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie, the Diddy, Ray Dittinger. His second-to-last appearance ever on our show is next. Ray in studio for an entire hour. Be with us on 94 WIP.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.